Welcome back to another episode of Surfing the Stream, where every week we are on a quest to find out what is the greatest movie of all time. I am Matt Primo, joined by my dick of a brother, because he just fucking aggravates the fuck out of me before we even ever start this damn episode. Already fucking aggravating me. Josh Primo.
What's up, bitches? Fuck you.
On this week's episode, we are here to review the brand new Roadhouse remake, reimagining. I don't fucking know. The one that just released on Amazon Prime with Jake Gyllenhaal. This is the one that we're reviewing this week. Just a heads up, next week we will be reviewing another quote-unquote new movie. That is Society of the Snow, which you can find on Netflix. After that, I'm going to let Josh pick a movie so he doesn't fucking... he doesn't get it all, his panties in a wad and shit like that, okay, guys? So I'm going to give Josh a week, and then we'll go back to some newer movies as well. But we know what happened the last time he picked a movie. We'll just say it. Oh, motherfucker ain't got nothing to say to that.
I got plenty to say to that motherfucker. I got plenty to say.
All right. So, Roadhouse. Spoilers from here on out. So if you have not seen it and you are considering seeing it, I would recommend going to watch it.
Are you fuck you like, before fuck you even say fuck you. I knew you was going to say.
Are you going to be fucking clearing your throat the entire time?
Well, y'all motherfuckers shouldn't have so much fucking pollen in this fucking state. Shit.
God, the fucking listeners are like, fuck, man. Like, you know that if you were listening to this, that's all you would fucking bitch about? Because when we're on the phone together, that's all you fucking bitch about.
About you clearing your throat all the time?
Oh, my God, all that shit in my fucking ear. Oh, my God.
Well, you do fucking rattle a bunch of shit off in my ear. Like, how does fuck was writing on a piece of paper noisy? But you can make it fucking noisy.
I've never written on a piece of paper in front of you. Fuck you.
You don't fucking know that.
I gotta go to Target.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. The whole fucking time. Like, you put the fucking speaker down at the little blooper.
Yeah, sometimes I do it on purpose.
Fair enough.
I'm just like, how much does this dude piss me off today? A lot? Yeah. I'm All right, Roadhouse. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. It was directed by Doug Liman, who couple bangers that movies that he's directed, but for the most part, he has not directed very many good movies. Chaos Walking, Locked Down, American Made, Edge of Tomorrow, which is a fucking fantastic sci-fi action movie, if y'all have not seen that. Jumper, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and The Bourne Identity, which is fucking great. It had a budget of $85 million, and we don't have a gross because it is a Amazon Prime movie. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. It has a runtime of 2 hours and 1 minute. And it was released March 21st, 2024. I got two fun facts. The restaurant next to Steven's bookstore is named the Double Deuce Restaurant, which, if y'all have watched the OG Roadhouse movie, that was the name of the bar in the Roadhouse film. It was not titled Roadhouse like in this motherfucking movie. Every fight in the film uses full CG body doubles due to the production using a new multi-pass method to do seamless punches and kicks instead of faking hits or cutting around the action to be believable. In every fight, the doubles are stitched into the edit for a few frames before stitching back to real footage. And that is going to be key for when we talk about the action sequences and whatnot. So just keep that fun fact in your mind. Because that's going to have a lot to do with some of my opinions of this movie. Expectations. What did you expect going into this movie? Hopefully you expect you had low expectations like I did.
Well, it was Jake Gyllenhaal, so it wasn't the fucking bar wouldn't raise very high.
Which is, you say that.
It's so funny. It's so funny. As soon as I fucking say something about Jake, this guy's like, hey, I'm Captain Save-A-Ho.
I'm just saying. I know I'm a dick rider for him, but you tend to like some of his movies too, so fuck you.
Yeah, probably a lot less than you do.
The Guilty, I will give it to you. I mean, I thought it was good, but I can understand why people would not like that movie, so fuck you.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I have a question after this, in a way. There's usually two types of movies I definitely don't like. Remakes and series. Very seldom do you get any good quality stuff out of a remake or a series.
So you essentially don't like any movies? That's pretty much everything is now. I don't mean that as like a real dig at you. I mean, I'm saying like that's more of a dig at like Hollywood in general, because a lot of everything is basically remakes or it's a franchise.
Lately, yeah. Yeah, lately, you're right. Lately, it has been.
Calm down, motherfucker. I wasn't going after you.
I watched the trailer to this, and I was like, wow, this is going to be fucking awful, or it's going to be so fucking awful, it's going to be good.
I'm telling you, that trailer, I wanted to see it when they announced it, but when they showed me the trailer, I said, I wonder if there's a way that I can get away with not watching this movie. Because if there is, then I will 100% try to avoid it. Because that trailer looked like hot dog water. 100%.
But you know, on the same token, I have a huge problem with people making movies of iconic, like their movies to start, let's say like Scarface. That Scarface made Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. I feel like Roadhouse made Patrick Swayze. I'm not sure if Dirty Dancing came out in between that or not, but that's yeah. This is the movie I remember is what I'll go with.
Have you seen the OG one?
No, I've never seen it, but everybody was like a PSD.
PSD?
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I was like, this guy throwing out fucking acronyms at me.
Because, you know, he had Dirty Dancing and this one. And
He had Ghost. He had, was it Black Dog?
Yeah, but this is pretty much, I'd have to say, probably one of his first two films. It was either this one or the Dirty Dancing.
Red Dawn. That was fucking great.
A fucking classic. And that shows you the fucking Red Dawn that is the remade is shit.
I agree. Ooh, Red Dawn's so good. Oh, man, that's fucking good. That's
it was good. Right, he did make a fucking pair of panties stick to a wall. Come on.
Shit, he had my fucking underwear stuck to the wall. So, after watching this movie, I had a bunch of notes, and obviously it was in comparison to the OG movie, and I was like, you know what? I need to rewatch that OG movie just to make sure I'm not being crazy here. So I rewatched the OG movie last week after watching this one. I overachieved.
Oh, hell.
So, needless to say, my expectations going into this movie, I thought it was going to be a terrible, entertaining action movie, honestly. I fully expected it to be bad. I just wanted it to be fun, more so than anything. The trailer killed every expectation that I ever had for this movie. As soon as I watched it, I immediately thought to myself, there's no way this can be good. And that leads us into our overall impressions of the movie. What did you think about it?
Yeah, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
This movie was shit from start to finish. And it reminds me of why I do not like fucking remakes. And could they find douchier motherfuckers to play these characters? No, they cannot. I'm going to answer that for you. And now I'm going to go die on this hill. I don't think Conor McGregor could be in any fucking movie and it'd be good.
He
wouldn't say that to his face. I wouldn't say that to his face, by the way.
So if you're watching this, Conor, just know we're joking.
Loved you in it.
He was borderline too over the top in the movie, and it was to the point where it kind of messed with the tone. But it looked like he was having fun, and to me, it wasn't over the top enough for me to be aggravated or annoyed by it. I feel like he was just the obnoxious villain, and that's fine. I mean, there's not one of those types of villains in the OG movie, though. They don't have an over the top villain.
It didn't need one, really. I don't believe. So I didn't like this movie, man. I did enjoy some of the one liners. Not gonna lie, I chuckled a few fucking times. Not gonna lie, especially with one character, and I guess we'll discuss that after your impression. One character did fucking make me laugh quite a bit, but it wasn't enough to pull me in and be like, "This is good."
I will agree with you. This was a movie that it wasn't like I was sitting there and just bored out of my mind. It wasn't like, man, I'm waiting for this movie to fucking end. Like, it was entertaining enough for me to watch the entire movie. It is not a movie that I would ever watch again. It's not a movie that I would sit here and say, hey, you need to pause this review right now and go watch this movie. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to people at all. I don't think it's a good remake. The OG version, why would you watch this one when you can just go watch the OG version? That is the key. When you do a remake, you have to convince people that this one is worth watching alongside the original version. And if you can't make your movie as good, if not better, than the original, then what's the point of fucking making it, you know? The OG version, fucking great. It's a classic. So fucking good. And Patrick Swayze in that movie is 100% the star of that show. Whereas Jake Gyllenhaal, yes, Jake Gyllenhaal does a pretty good job in this movie, but like, I just don't feel attached to any of these characters and the action sequences. For an action movie that centers around just fighting, like easy shit. This isn't like Transformers fucking shit that doesn't exist, fucking going through your city and destroying the city and shit like that. This is just fights, and they CGI'd the fights. Terrible, terrible fucking decision. And honestly, it took me out of the movie more times than not. And yeah, it's not a good movie. I don't find it good enough to recommend to people, for sure.
I want to ask you something. Do you like Post Malone?
No.
You don't like any of the movies he's been in?
He's been in movies.
I bet if I fucking said Taylor Swift, you'd be like, oh, she's been in this one, and in this one, and this one.
What makes you think I fucking listen to Taylor Swift?
You're married to Tina?
Yeah, when I'm in the car, dude, headphones go in. I'm exclusively metal.
My favorite character was Mo, the guy that got his arm broken in the fucking beginning of the fight.
That dude was funny.
That dude carried this fucking movie.
I loved how he just automatically knew that he was going to get his ass kicked. Hey, man, they went that way. Just don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
I mean, I think the hospital's like 20, 25 minutes, depending on traffic.
Yeah, the whole scene where he beats the shit out of all those guys, and then he's just like, all right, come on, I'm going to take you to the hospital. Like, that kind of shit didn't happen in the original movie, so that's completely different. And I think this is actually a good time to just mention that this is not a remake. Because I had to rewatch the original, and I wanted to know what was the same versus what was new. Then there is nothing in here. None of the characters are the same. Like, even Jake Gyllenhaal's character, that's not the same guy from the OG version.
Oh, it's a fucking remake. Somebody stole the fucking idea and just plugged their shit into it.
No, I think they came up with an action movie plot, and they said, you know what? That kind of sounds a lot like Roadhouse. Oh, yeah, it does. Why don't we just name it Roadhouse at that point? Fucking great idea. And I think it's a reimagining more than anything. Because let me tell you, I don't want to turn this into the review of the original. I don't want to be that guy. But
You fucking done pretty good so far doing it.
Yeah, well, the fucking original movie is fucking great. So fuck y'all. Let's talk about one thing first, and that is the setting and set design. You're going to Florida, and you see this bookstore and shit, and then you drive, I'm guessing, right down the street, right down the road, and there's this bar. It looks like a beach bar, beach vibes, yada, 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 right? You look at the outside of it, and you think, looks like a decent place to go into. And you go in there, and it's definitely got, like, the Pensacola, Destin vibes in there, right? The music's playing. It says, hey, this is a good place for a family. And then the bar itself says, fuck around and find out with everybody that comes in there. It's just, to me, the music doesn't match up with the bar vibes. And that's very conflicting to me. If you go back to the original version, they kind of nailed that side of the road, roadhouse, bar feel to it. Whereas this one just feels like a restaurant more so than
this
anything.
This was a reimagining, not a remake, to be clear.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But no, you just said the opposite.
Am I reviewing one of these movies with my kids? Because I feel like I'm about to just tell you to just shut your mouth for just a second. Let me fucking finish talking.
I can't help it. You can't fucking make correct points.
I have not made a wrong point yet. Have you seen the original version?
No. Oh, we're watching this one.
I guess you don't have an opinion then. So moving on. Just the whole setting and the set design of everything in this movie just feels off. Everything is within walking distance. And then where do all these fucking people come from? Because there's no hotels. There's no houses. It's just the different music acts. And then it's fucking full every single night. So, like, where is everybody? Whereas the original, and this is the point I'm trying to make, Dick. Literally, his name is Dick. In the original version, they show houses. They show some of the other parts of the city is where I'm getting at.
Well, thank you for finally getting there.
You know, guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't say this lightly. This new song pissed me off. What'd you think about the action sequences?
I thought they were fucking horrible.
Like your opinions?
But it does do it.
Like your opinions?
Yeah. I think we should break them into two separate categories. Just the fights, and then the explosions and stuff. Because I didn't mind the explosions. You know, that was pretty cool. The, on the boat, the big yacht, and he blows up that dude's speedboat on it. Are you with me? You know what fucking thing I'm talking about? Okay, right then. That guy's like, yeah, he's like making fucking signs.
I'm ready for you to get to your fucking point here. Come on. I'm like, let's fucking speed up a little bit.
I'm just saying that was a good fucking action sequence.
All right, you're talking about when the boat gets to the bigger yacht and he detonates the smaller boat and it explodes. That was a pretty good action sequence.
Literally, I just said the exact same thing and you're like, bah, bah.
Yeah, but my point was better, so.
So you know what is interesting? Since I'm trying to think how many more action sequences. There really wasn't that many.
It was mainly just fights. No, I think there was like, what, three fights?
There's some long ones in there.
Why, thank you.
But I don't know, man. Is this the first movie ever with that AI that you were talking about, the CGI with the fighting?
I mean, I've seen stuff like that in... I mean, they use it in some of the comic book movies and shit like that. But, I mean, it looks like dog shit. So
it looks
I don't
like,
know why you would use it.
It was piss poor, man. And I think this movie would have been so fucking badass if those fight scenes were worth it. Especially with Conor McGregor. I literally thought his part was going to be phenomenal. But... I don't know, man. It was just so jarring and just kind of like Matrix met MMA is what it felt like. In a way.
You've seen The Matrix?
I've seen what I needed to see out of it.
you must have watched the porno version, sir, because nothing with it. No, that is trashing on The Matrix comparing this movie to that movie.
I mean, you enjoyed the fight in the Matrix. You enjoyed the fight scenes?
In this one, fuck no, they were terrible. Although, when at the very end, when he pulls out like the shank, he stabs him with the shank, and then he pulls it out and stabs him again, and then stabs him again. I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. I kind of like that.
I was down with that.
But for the most part, no, I fucking hated all the fight scenes in this. I think him slapping all the people at first, I thought that was a good choice to go with that before he starts whooping their fucking asses. So that first fight scene wasn't bad by any means. I just wish they weren't CGI. I wish they were choreographed like the original version or just any other generic fighting movie. Like, why are we not using choreography here and real fight sequences? You have a guy that fights people or used to fight people for a fucking living. Why is he not doing his own fights here?
And
so
I don't usually say very much good stuff about JG, but I felt like he wasn't used properly because of that. I think he would have probably excelled in an actual choreographed fight scene versus what he was given. To me.
No, I'll agree with that. So, speaking of like the characters in general, so here's the biggest issue that I have with the entire movie. Okay, you know Jake Gyllenhaal's character, who is Dalton, and you know the bad guy, and then you know his one henchman, Conor McGregor, and then old girl. I mean, I don't even fucking remember what her name was, to be honest with you. She was so fucking generic as a character can be in a movie. When you go back to the original movie, and I'm using the original movie to prove my point of why this movie suffers so much, and it's not me saying I wish it was like this, but the original movie was 2 hours long, the exact same runtime. But what that one was able to do, it had a love interest. They developed that relationship. They had bouncers also with the Patrick Swayze's character. So he sat there, and one of the big things was, one of the, I guess, iconic sequences, scenes, is him introducing himself to all the bouncers in the bar. And he says there's, you know, three rules. Yada, 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 yada. We're going to respect the bar, and you're going to be nice. That was the whole thing. And if you have a fight, take it outside. This movie has no relationship with any of the other characters other than the chick and then the villain, really. Maybe the girl in the bookstore, for the most part. And that, to me, is where the movie falters. It doesn't have any relationships within the movie that makes me want to care about this bar or care about any of the characters getting their asses whipped or anything like that. And that's where the first movie really excelled to me. And it just, like I said, it's just, there's nothing in this movie that makes me want to say, yay, man, I really hate that they blew up that little girl's bookstore. Like, I could give two fucking shits less, man. I mean, what the fuck ever. Like, you didn't develop that relationship at all. And as far as the bar goes, every night they had a fight there, they destroyed the fucking bar, right? And Jake Gyllenhaal, for the most part, just stood there and just fucking watched.
Yeah, that's what I didn't quite grasp on that one, man. You know, they want you to care so much about the bookstore, and you're right, we didn't. And they're like, we're gonna firebomb it. And I was like, good, at least that's one fucking less character I gotta worry about. But, you know, they tried to push it toward his bouncers, I guess, to give them a developed character, but you really don't know anything about them to even care. I felt like that time should have been Jake's. I mean, that's why he got $5,000 a week to come in there, and then he just sits down all the time drinking coffee.
He does drink coffee in the original version.
Oh.
So at least they kept that. And
yeah.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and say that in the original there's this, like, the bouncers, like, you fucking know them, they're three dimensional characters and like this. I'm not sitting here and saying that. You know what, one bouncer in this movie, and he's not in it very much. He just gets his ass beat. That's really all he's there for. But in the other one, there's just that relationship between him and all the other characters. It's just, to me, they were able to accomplish so much more with the exact same runtime that this movie did not.
Yeah. Fighting wise, was there more, say, minutes of fighting in the first or this one?
It's pretty comparable. Okay. It's pretty comparable. I'm telling you, they really develop that relationship. It's a relationship between him and a doctor in the first movie, whereas this one was a nurse or some shit.
No, she was a doctor. Like,
was she a doctor?
I thought she was. She started her shit around like she was.
Well, I'm sure she was a doctor helper more than anything, right?
Oh, she worked on the ambulance?
No. Those are ambulance drivers, sir.
Those are stretcher fetchers. A nurse helper. A doctor helper. yeah. I got you now.
So they actually had a relationship. Like, they went on dates and, I mean, they banged in that movie and there was nudity and shit in the OG version, by the way. What was funny about the first one was when he goes in there, like, they don't know who he is. So that's similar with this movie, how Jake Gyllenhaal's character goes and sits down. He's just kind of looking around, seeing what the bar is like. That happens in the original. But at the end of the night, or the next day, he comes in and he's like, okay, these are the rules, and if you don't like it, you can leave. I saw you selling drugs. We're not doing that here. You can leave. You have been taking money out the cash register. Well, that's your severance pay. You can leave. And then he catches one bouncer banging some chick in the fucking break room or like the pantry or some shit like that. And he walks in on him and he's like, hey, you're fired. And he's like, but I'm on my break.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, it was for an 80s movie, it didn't really have a whole lot of 80s cheese to it, in my opinion. Whereas this movie really swung for that 80s style cheese.
And you know they really swung for the fence when they put Gyllenhaal and that chick going boat riding together and out there. I felt like that was such a miss. I mean, it didn't do anything for me. It didn't make me like that couple, hate that couple. It just was like, this is pointless.
Well, in this one, when he meets that girl, he meets her to stitch up his side or whatever the fuck it was. And then the relationship between them is very, I guess, antagonistic at that point because they're not really liking each other. She's kind of trading jabs with him. And then they just see each other again later, and he's just like, "You want to like go on a boat ride?" Or she's like, "You want to go on a boat ride with me?" Or some shit like that. Like, see, I don't even remember what fucking happened. In the original version, he goes to the hospital, gets stitched up, or he gets stapled up, excuse me, gets stapled up, and you can see the chemistry between them, and then he invites her to the bar for coffee. And she shows up, and then they go and do something. To me, it was more organic in the original version. Whereas this one, it does not feel organic. It feels forced. They had no chemistry whatsoever. I'm still trying to figure out who the fuck this actress was, honestly. I didn't care for her at all. Like, we could have picked any other actress to fill that role, I think.
Yeah, I would never be able to pick her out of another movie. She was very unmemorable.
And one of the things, there was a dichotomy between those two characters in the original movie, where the female character was very much, she was like nice, she was caring, yada yada yada. Whereas you had Patrick Swayze, who was nice and caring, but he was ready to fucking whoop your ass if you fucking looked at him wrong. In this one, she's ready to whoops everybody's fucking asses. And Jake, I don't know. Just to me, there wasn't two separate characters. It was almost kind of like she was just a female version of him for the most part. Like she was just very antagonistic towards everything. I don't know if
And
that makes any sense.
I felt like the whole storyline, man, was kind of fucked up where they're willing to go all this out to fucking build a resort, but yet they're running drugs and it didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It didn't fucking make sense.
No, just for comparison's sakes, this one didn't make sense. The other one, it was more along the lines of they had the big villain and he owned all the properties and he was basically bribing them. So he would take their money and then eventually, like you know how in this one, the little girl's bookstore gets blown up?
Yeah.
Well, he has a similar relationship with another guy in the first one. It's like where he buys like all of his automotive parts and shit like that. And they blow up that store, and that really sets him on the edge of being pissed off about this dude. And it kind of expands from there. So to me, that plot was better developed than this one. Like you said, like what was the end goal? Like, so they're just bringing drugs in? Like, just, to me, it was kind of stupid and didn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it never connected, man. It was 2 hours of. It felt like they got on the fucking whiteboard, wrote shit down, and threw spitballs at it, and whatever the fuck it hit, that was going in the movie, and they'd figure out how to get it in there sooner enough.
Shout
Touche.
right, let's end this episode on some one. Do you have any one-liners wrote down?
No, I didn't write any of them down.
So, some of my favorite ones. When he's on the yacht, and the dude, he's like, when the sheriff like double crosses him, he's like, "Oh, a double cross." And then like they double cross the sheriff and he's like, "Oh my god, a double cross and a double cross." And I'm like, that was kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. That got me. And yeah, then he told him, okay. He said, "Sit down, big dick." I was like, "Yes."
I do remember that one. Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
And then the final fight, he's like, "Look, our own little octagon." And then Jake Gyllenhaal is like, "Who taught you shapes?"
Yeah. That was fucking funny there.
Yeah. Like, to me, the humor in this felt forced. It didn't feel like a whole lot. Like, it didn't feel very realistic to me. If they would have kept up, if they would have went for that 80s cheese and really fucking nailed it, like shit like this, like, our own little octagon, who taught you shapes? Like, that shit was funny. Like, why? Like, give me more of that humor.
And like not, that. Go ahead.
I was saying, not Conor McGregor, who's just being so over the fucking top. "Oh, look at what we got in here. Where is everybody?" That's exactly what he fucking looks like.
How the fuck did that go again?
One time, bro. One time.
Oh, fuck. I done lost what I thought, man. I was not prepared for that fucking reenactment. Oh, it was that character I told you about with the broken arm. I felt his comedy was more natural and stitched into that character. And I'm with you. I think if they could have stitched that other comedy in throughout the movie, I think it could have been a home run. It would have been a home run if they'd have did that to the comedy and actually let them choreograph fight scenes.
Yeah, I think it would have been a lot better if they had done that.
And then I could have totally looked past all the fucking plot holes and stupidisms.
Stupidisms? Stupidisms.
Mama says.
You know, not a whole lot of people are going to get that reference. I but mama.
Those look like comfortable shoes.
Oh, we were not on the same page with that.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about like someone we knew.
No, I don't guess so.
Oh, that's less funny then.
This guy took it back. He said, "I'm not gonna give it to you."
But yeah, overall, man, I really don't. I think 2 stars is a fair score for this movie. I don't think it's just outright terrible. I don't think it's like an overly poorly made film. I don't think that's the case. I just think that a lot of what they did in this movie, they just did more wrong with it than they did good with it, and so it's just a little bit below average, but it's a serviceable film that if you decide that you want to go waste 2 hours of your life and you want to see it for all of its glory, then by all means, go watch it. But it's not something I would just recommend to people to go check out. So I'm going to give it 2 stars.
I'm going to give it 1. I'd rather fucking masturbate with a damn pine cone than to watch this again.
That hurts.
Yeah, it's just not, man, there's not enough redeeming qualities for me to say, yeah, go check it out. You might like it. You know, it wasn't a movie for me. I just feel like it was pretty terrible all the way around. And we just gave you the best parts of it. There was like fucking 3 minutes to 2 hours. So you let me know if that's worth it.
That is the story of our motherfucking lives, dog.
Hell.
We good for 3 minutes. That's it.
Hey, get on and get in.
All right, guys. If you have seen the new Roadhouse, let us know in the comments below of what you think about it. Is it good enough for other people to check out, or is it a shit of a film? Also, down below, links to our Patreon, patreon.com/chewgame, would really help us out if you went there and supported us. to get better equipment, to make all the content better, so to speak. So next week we are reviewing Society of the Snow. That is the that was the South American, like, was it rugby team or some shit? They crash in the mountains and
It's
a survival story. So that's a true story also. So I heard really, really great things about it. I don't know. We'll see. It's on Netflix. Y'all go check it out. And then we'll let Josh pick a movie, and then we'll come back. And then there's a movie that is similar to The Boys. Was it The Boy in the Striped Pajamas or some shit like that? Very similar storyline, but it's not a children's movie. Or children's movie. This one has to do... Like, this one, I think, won some awards for the Oscars this year.
Nice.
It's called Anatomy of a Fall. It has to do with someone living right outside a concentration camp during Auschwitz. So we're going to review that as well. So those are the movies that we're going to be doing over the next month or so. But with that being said, that is going to be it from us. We will catch y'all next week on another review. Laters.
Laters.